99.7 Now.
The Morning Show.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Good morning. Ghostbusters time. We just talked to Haley. She was ghosted by a guy named Todd.
First, by a gay guy.
Hey, maybe that is the reason. Maybe we'll find that out. So we're going to call Todd now. Haley is on the line. You stay silent, Haley, and we will give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Todd?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Todd. This is the Bay Club over at 99.7 Now. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
We got your number from someone that was in your life and wants to reconnect. We're doing a show about reconnecting people.
Okay.
And it's actually somebody fairly recent who was in your life that
hey,
went
Todd.
On.
Uh huh.
Oh, there she is.
Look, I'm sorry to do this, but I was like out of an option. You ghosted me, and I think I deserve to know why.
Hey, okay, hold on, Haley.
Todd,
so listen, now you know it's Haley who was in your life.
Haley, I said keep your phone on mute.
Yeah.
Todd, you are on the radio right now. You're good with that, yes or no?
Sure, I guess so.
And Haley, yes, as you could hear, she is on conference. And long story short, she just wants to know why you stopped responding to her. Why did you ghost her?
Look, Haley, I mean, I had a nice enough time. You seem like a wonderful woman, but you seem super invested in your business, and I don't want to be in a relationship where all we ever talk about is work.
Of course I'm invested. It's my own business. I'm starting my own business. That's what it takes.
Todd, are you saying she came on like a little strong when in the business area?
It was a little strong. The topic of conversation just kept on coming back to that business, starting the business, working on things, getting funding,
well,
all that sort of stuff.
She's probably just excited and passionate about that. I don't know if that we're passionate about our careers.
Yeah.
I know the three of us in this room.
Oh my God! But I have to say, it so annoys me. Some of you around here, not Shan.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you around here, you only want to talk about radio. It is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying after a while.
I could kind of see that. Like I have heard that before from people that I don't know how to switch off sometimes.
You're pretty much consumed with work, right, Haley? So maybe
Right. You're
taking that with you on the date and then you're not letting the other person. Todd, do you feel like you're not being able to talk about yourself or other things?
I honestly didn't think she was interested in me because she kept on talking about her own work. She wasn't really asking me anything.
I've been on a date like this where the other person never asked me one question.
Ugh.
I told you about
that
date.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But I asked him questions. He answered them and never spoke and never asked me anything.
Like, what about you? What are you interested in? What are you passionate about?
Haley, do you feel like maybe you did that? You didn't really show any interest in him?
Well, I mean, I thought we had a good time, but I'm like racking my brain. Maybe I should have shown more interest. I just, you know, I'm so on this I want to be successful track, and I don't apologize for being involved in my career. However, I don't want to come off that way either. So,
aww.
But on the first couple of dates, I mean, yes, you should definitely ask him questions, but I mean, I don't know. Do you go into the personal stuff, like family and childhood? Do you do that only a couple dates in? You do?
For sure. You don't want to get too, you know, dive too deep into it. But, you know, how many siblings do you have? What do you like to do for fun? What's your family like?
Okay. You had to have talked about something else other than work. You were at dinner for, what, an hour or two at least?
And y'all had drinks.
Yeah, so.
Well, Todd, give us your overall impression of Haley, though. I mean, other than that, what did you think about her?
I mean, well, first of all, I mean, I respect the fact that she's trying to build something here. So I don't want to, you know, totally hate on her for talking about work a lot. She's building something, and I can respect that. And you know, she's cute. She's kind. I kind of like that she paid for dinner.
Okay, so she actually thought, we talked to her earlier before we got you on the phone, she thought that might have been a turnoff, but it was not.
No, it was a nice change of pace.
So Todd, maybe her talking about her work was a little annoying, but it sounds like you almost thought she just wasn't interested in you.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, because everything was about work. Everything was about work, and I didn't think she had a way to turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I gotta give her this. Like, I know that you're not dissing her on being too, like, into herself, and she started a business, so I gotta congratulate her on that, because it is very hard being a woman and starting their own business. But yeah, I think you gotta turn it off sometimes and kind of just let your intuitions take you there and see, you know, just have a conversation and try to talk to him and see what his interests are, and don't make it all about yourself, because sometimes, you know, when we're passionate about things, we like talking about ourselves sometimes too much.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Be present. Be in the moment.
Todd, are you interested in adopting a dog, though?
Are you interested in taking her out on another date?
Oh, that's
maybe?
A better day. Yeah. That's a better question.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yay!
Wow, a happy ending, hopefully.
Well, thanks for giving me another chance.
Well, we'll let y'all figure that out. But let me ask one last question to Todd, and this is not me judging. We talk about this all the time. Why ghost rather than responding? Like, why? I mean, I know I've done it, so I'm not judging you, but why didn't you just tell her?
Well, I mean, you know, I thought she wasn't interested in me on the date. So when she started texting me again, I thought she was just doing it to be nice. So I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
Even after the voicemail, though?
I never check my voicemail.
Oh, yeah, Haley, you said you left him a voicemail, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. Oh, people don't check those, Haley.
Oh, just delete it. Just don't even listen to it.
All right, well, you have each other's numbers, so we don't need to give you that.
We want a follow-up. Let us know how the third date goes, one of you. Do you mind calling us back and checking in? We'd love to hear.
Okay.
And Haley, we've got your email address, so I'll email you a bunch of questions you can ask him.
Thanks. You're welcome. I'll need the help.
I'm great at interviewing people.
And you go, girl. Good luck with your business.
Oh, thank you so much.
If it was easy, anyone would do it, so congratulations on that.
Absolutely, and best of luck to you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
In the morning like cereal. Here we go.
99.7 now. Yep. Sister Bay Club in the morning. Happy Tuesday.
We just had a happy ending to a ghost busting segment where Haley was trying to find out why Todd ghosted her. A lot of people commenting, you know, Haley is a touch on the aggressive side, and he seemed rather meek, which reminded me of a cousin of mine. She is like hell on wheels, and her husband is like super mild mannered, and she just runs all over him. And I was saying to some of the texters, you know, she seemed like a tiger and he seemed like a pussycat. He may get mauled at the end of this.
Maybe they're going need that on balance, day. Though. You know, he needs
that's
to balance.
That's not balance,
her out.
Shan. That's really? Like, that's like.
But
that.
Maybe she can learn how to not be so.
Yeah, I think sometimes it is balance.
I hope so.
Like, I'm total type A person, where my wife is type B, and that's perfect. It's like yin and yang. Like, it's
yeah,
good
but
for
she
us.
Knows when mm-hmm. to shut you down.
She does.
You told me a story the other day where she.
Oh no, she shuts me down all the time. But I'm just saying, she's not. I'm like high strung, go go go, can't stop thinking about things all the time. She can totally let it go. I mean, listen, we've talked to them one time, but I did pick up that she, yeah, is passionate about her business and her career. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she also showed she's a touch aggressive when you told her, okay, keep your phone on mute. We're going to find out.
Yeah, she jumped right in.
You didn't even get to say hi.
I got ghosted, and I think I deserve to know why.
She needs to learn. She'll get there.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Courtney, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
So what did you think about this happy ending?
Well, I love all happy endings, first of all. But I would say that my original thoughts were that he was intimidated by her because she sounds motivated, ambitious, and really driven, and that can throw men off a lot of times. And so I'm glad to know that, yes, she is motivated and ambitious, but that it was just a kind of a communication issue between them. I think you guys are doing a tremendous public service and teaching people to open up and communicate. And it sounds like she's open-minded enough to learn and maybe change her approach a little bit and maybe have another chance, because they both seemed down to give it another shot.
Yeah, I hope it works out for them, Courtney, and thank you for your call.
Yes, have a happy day.
Yeah, it is a happy day. It's a happy Tuesday.
Happy, happy days.
We always like that. You know, I mean, that is one thing that does bother me. I did go on that date. It was the most annoying date ever. I asked the guy, it must have been, that's all you end up doing is asking questions if the other person won't ask you anything. He literally never asked me one question about myself.
So
and
annoying.
I was just like, at some point, I was just like, should I just get up and leave?
You said that to him?
No, but I thought it in my head.
Was he hot?
Very.
Oh, so you stayed.
I hit it and quit it.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I was like, this is going to be the last time I see you, so let's just get that hotness out and let's just keep it moving.
Well, Haley did not do that yet, she said. They did not go back to
any of their homes. Listen, let's just go to TJ real quick. TJ, if he can keep it concise today.
What's up, TJ?
Good morning, Bay Club.
Good morning. How's your work wife, TJ?
He has a man now, but...
She has a man now. Did she dump you because she has a man?
No, but, you know, he had to buy coffee for both of us.
That is good. You got to get him trained.
Yeah, but I'm so happy you guys are doing the Ghostbusters because if you guys, Haley would be super successful and she'd be trying to be on Shark Tank and that dude would be like, dang, I could have had a chance with her, but now she's on Shark Tank. Selling her stuff away.
So we had a happy ending. Puppies. We had a happy ending.
Yay!
I was happy. All right, and I'm happy that you're getting your coffee purchased by a straight guy, TJ.
Oh, heck yeah.
Thanks for checking in, TJ.
Bye, guys.
That's a whole nother topic. That's good. You know that's a good guy. Whoever his work wife is dating, that's a good guy if he's going the extra mile and buying the gay husband.
He's probably doing coffee. It for a reason. Like, look, I'm here. Here's your coffee.
No, that's true. If you're nice to the gay guy in your woman's life, he's going to be your biggest cheerleader. So very smart move for that guy. That's a life lesson. Be nice to the gay guy because we are hanging out with your women and we can turn them against you. If you don't buy his coffee.
That's why Matt has been playing his cards right with you.
Oh, he never lets me buy a drink. Matt never lets me buy a drink ever. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Faye, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on the Ghostbusters?
Well, you know, for many years, women have been sort of in the background, you know, supporting men and helping them build their careers, taking care of families and all that. And I think men aren't ready for that shift where women, you know, are doing that and have to focus on their, you know, careers and stuff. And I just felt like he was intimidated.
He was a little bit intimidated by a career-driven woman. Could be.
I mean, this man, I'm ready, but yeah, I get it. Maybe some guys aren't, but I don't know. Intimidated, maybe. No, I don't know if it's that he's just not ready for that. Maybe that she's just, outshining him. And so
in my relationship, you know, when we first started dating, my husband was trying to build a business and all that sort of stuff. And a lot of things fell on my shoulders. And, you know, his focus was primarily on building this business to, you know, provide for his family. But that takes time. And I think in the beginning of a relationship, it's hard to balance that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I mean, he probably...
And for everybody out there, she said shift.
Right.
Shift.
I know. You were on that dumb button. Like, oh, my God.
For our bosses, that's what she said. Mm-hmm. F in it.
Yeah, I mean, some guys probably just want a girl that's going to go to work and come home and not have to put so much energy into building a whole new business. And they probably think, oh, she's not going to have time for me. Why even try? So that's what I think.
I'll say for Todd's case, it sounded like he just wanted a woman who would ask him how he was doing.
Ask me a couple of questions. Yeah.
How was your day?
How was my meal that we just had? It was good. Thanks for asking.
I had this with John before. He said that I get so self-absorbed that I forget to ask him how he's doing.
Yeah, I get that from Vanessa sometimes.
Do you? Yeah.
Well, because we're passionate. We start talking all these things and then, like, all these stories that happened today or getting, you know, venting. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot to ask. Hi, baby. How was your day? How are you?
Well, and I brought this up earlier, and I can be guilty about it as well, even though I'm not as guilty as some people. But we sort of, radio people, really, we love to talk about what we did and all the crazy people at work and who made us crazy today. Yeah, we forget about our partners that they actually went to work too, and they might have had.
This is true.
99.7 now, the Bay's number one for all the hits. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hey, Karen, so what are your thoughts on the Ghostbusters we just did?
Hey, well, first of all, I'll tell you that I thought it was great that they communicated. But when I met my husband, we met through work, so we kind of knew each other, but not really personally. And on our very first date, when he asked me out on a date, he said, I want you to think of 10 questions you would want to know about me that you didn't know. And in turn, he was going to do the same. I got to tell you, it was the best first date, and I was a new, you know, fairly late in my single days of being a single parent. It was the best date I had ever gone on because I knew more about him and he knew more about me than you could ever learn in 3 months of dating somebody.
Wow.
That's a fun exercise.
Yeah, it is. Oh, God. Benny's going to make us do this on the air.
No.
I see it in his eyes.
No.
We're going to be doing this week.
So good. And some of them were very, very personal questions. Things that I won't say on the air, but very personal because I think there was enough interest at our ages because we weren't young kids anymore that if we weren't like on some planet, you know, some plane that matched, why would we really want to take the time to really try to pursue it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call, Karen. I do like that.
No, here we go.
It's
so
fun.
Tomorrow, you're not going to ask me 10 questions. I'll let you ask me 3.
10 questions?
10?
What could there possibly be after 14 years that you don't know about me, Benny?
No, I mean, I probably couldn't come up with 10 for you. But for somebody brand new like them, that's awesome. Like, if you're just meeting somebody, I think if you're going on a date soon, you should try that. That is really cool.
Okay, but come up with one right now.
What, on a date?
No, for me. That you're curious to know.
What made you get in radio? I don't even know that story. How did you end up in radio?
It's not that exciting, but because I needed an internship, and my friend was doing an internship at the radio station, and so I did it. I just was like, okay, I'll do it. I just need the credit.
You were in college?
Yeah, I was at UT, and I needed the credit. So I said, oh, let me do it. Sounds like fun. And it was, and I just stuck around. And then I started, you know, and then I got hired to drive the Master Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. Oh, I hated that thing. It was a big hunk of junk. You had to drive it around and set up the tent.
That's a moment, though.
Yeah.
Because now you're making some money, minimum wage. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but minimum wage in Texas is so much less than here.
Yeah, $2.25?
Well, back then.
Back then.
Back then. Yeah. Dude, I think it was $5.25. I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. I think when I started in radio, I was making $5.25 an hour or $5.50.
That's, I think, what it wasn't much more than that here when I started. It was like maybe $6.
So I was like, one of my first jobs, we had this thing called the raft race on the river. It was like a huge thing. Companies would build these rafts and be 30 or 40 and they would do it down the river. My job was to take banners and go all the way across the bridge on both sides. Those stupid banners. Do they even have them anymore?
Yes,
the ones
they do.
You cut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It took me. We did it at 4:00 in the morning. It took like an hour on each side. It was awful. But those are the kind of things I did and I started. And I must have liked it though. I stayed there.
Those days were fun. I did the same.
They were fun. And that's back when the free stuff was so important to you. You were making no money. So anytime you could like get a free pizza, a free t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
a free anything. Oh my God. It was like heaven. You could sometimes get your way in on a free station dinner that you didn't belong at, where all the bigwigs were, and they would invite you for some reason.
How did this guy get in here?
Yeah.
Why is he here?
But like literally, I was eating ramen noodles, and then one dinner I got invited to, it was at Roost Chris.
Oh
my God! Going from eating ramen noodles every night to ordering anything you want off Roost Chris because somebody else was paying for it.
Yum yum yum!
Amazing.
All right, let's get dirty.
And now,
dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
Well, speaking of yum yum yum, Benny, last night was yum 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 on The Bachelorette because the suitors had to take it all off for Hannah and a couple of drag queens, and then that gay guy from America's Next Top Model. I don't even know his name, but they were the judges. All these guys were in robes. They had to drop the robe and walk down the runway in a Speedo. The hottest night of Bachelorette ever.
Yeah, you left here. You're like, I'm watching The Bachelorette tonight.
When they did the preview, I was like, well, hello.
Uh-huh.
It was hot. That was good. And then she's kissing all these guys. I guess I haven't watched that many seasons, but they're only 2 weeks in, and she's already kissed like 10 guys.
She only got 4 more weeks to go. She's got to get it in where she can fit it in.
How can I?
A kiss. I'm talking about her.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's
derailed.
Okay. Very much like the girl on Ghostbusters. That was aggressive. That was very aggressive. But last night was a pretty sexy episode. I'm all in for the, and all these guys are hot. Like, do they ever have a guy that's not a perfect 10? I mean, all their bodies were rocking.
On point.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what they're trying to cast, right? It's
gotta be all, no, like, for sure. But it would be more realistic if you had some, you know, 300-pound guy.
I agree.
You know, like if Chris Farley comes out in a Speedo contest.
Chris Farley?
Hey, what up? Now, that would be comedy gold, but no.
R.I.P. Chris Farley. Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of women say it makes them feel bad to see, like, nothing but beautiful women in magazines, beautiful, perfect women. And but that didn't make me feel great that every bachelor, bachelorette suitor last night looked like a perfect 10. I'm like, why can't I be on a Speedo walking down a runway? They would never cast me.
Netflix warns summer is coming in a new Stranger Things teaser. It is out.
So winter already came for Game of Thrones. Now summer is coming.
Exactly. And the season 3 premieres on July 4th. You can get that. Rihanna is also teasing that she has an upcoming reggae album.
Reggae. Hey.
This is just like, I'm so intrigued by this. I don't know. I mean, I love reggae music and I love Rihanna, but Rihanna doing reggae?
She's from Barbados.
For sure. But I mean, I just don't know.
I know, but
it's
need
gonna be great.
New Rihanna music for us to play.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if the reggae is going to.
Yeah, she has turned down. Everyone always thinks she's going to be working with Drake because she does on every album, and she's already turned that down. Drake will not be a part of this reggae album.
After he posted that thirst trap photo with him and his little shorts and her shirt, I'd
she
like
better
to
better reconsider.
With him. Yeah, she may.
She really better reconsider. And Game of Thrones, lots of controversy with that. But Meghan McCain from The View yesterday, she upset one of her co-hosts and the audience by spoiling the show, by spoiling the ending. Less than 12 hours after the show ended, she's telling people what happened. And people kind of, we bleeped it out, so you can listen to it. We bleeped out what she said, but this is how it went down.
I spent 8 years of my life watching this, and it was a horrible ending. Horrible. Is the worst. Sorry, that's a spoiler. But, like, he didn't do anything, and now he gets to rule. It should have been the
Megan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm only on season 4.
She's so mad.
I'm sorry, but it's all over the internet. I wasn't told. I wasn't allowed to say it. Everyone, it's all over the internet. You would have found out one way or the other.
I have been avoiding spoilers.
As a dedicated fan who watched last night, yeah, like everyone's supposed to.
She's clapping back.
Okay. It was terrible. I'm so disappointed.
I know, but if you're only on season 4, you can't expect everybody not to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially now, when the whole series is over. It's one thing when it's still going on, but it's over. The entire series. Like, yeah, how long do we have to wait now?
That's a good question. A week? But that girl who's only on season 4 isn't going to catch up in a week. So it's like, you can't expect nobody to speak about what happened on the show. Mm-hmm. It's just,
But
then Megan jumped in, like, she definitely violated a rule. Like, less than 24 hours, I think you got to give people a chance to watch if they didn't have that chance.
Yeah, I think it just came out. I'm pretty sure she didn't plan to say that. I think
she seemed pretty devastated.
Well, yeah, and then she's trying to make up for it. Well, listen! I'm a dedicated fan. You should have watched it live last night like I did and everybody else.
Listen, people think we'll argue about anything, but if you've seen The View lately, they literally will argue about anything. They hate each other on that show.
Let's go!
You will hear the secret sound if you're caller 9-888-456-9970. $2,900 you are playing for. What is the clue, Greg?
The clue is I'm very popular around Halloween.
Okay, start dialing to play.
Let's go. I am the secret.
Good morning, Angie in Napa. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We are great. Are you ready to play secret sound?
Yes.
All right. Have you been following along?
I have a little bit.
Yeah? You're just taking a shot here, huh? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Texas aren't going to be too happy.
Well, I heard the last tip or whatever it was.
Okay. Right. I'm going to play you the sound. We're going to take your guess, all right?
Okay.
Here you go. That is the sound. What is your guess?
Well, based on the last tip, I thought, and it was, you know, about Halloween, I thought it was when you're carving a pumpkin and you're opening up the top piece and the seeds and the guts are coming apart.
You're really painting a picture there.
So what's the final guess? All of that? Can we accept all of that?
I think when you're opening...
Carving open a pumpkin and opening the top.
And taking out the seeds and the guts.
Okay. Final answer. Is that correct?
No!
No, it's not. But thanks for playing, Angie.
All right, thank
have
you.
A good
thank
day.
You. And I do hate that feeling.
What? Like, touching all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Scooping all that goop out. It's so gross.
Yeah. Are you a texture person in
yes.
general?
And yeah. that is like, I don't like that goopy, wet. Yeah.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, oops, they did it again. Your Golden State Warriors, they have won the Western Conference and advanced to the NBA Finals for the fifth consecutive season. That has not been done since the 1960s. Boston went to 10 straight from 1957 to 1966.
10 straight?
10 straight. But that wow. was a different day, a different era. I mean, for sure. This is unbelievable because back then you had a really great team. They stuck together. There was no free agency. People stayed on the same team. Uh-huh. So you were just there. Now, you know, superstars move around. It's amazing that they've kept this team together. Steph and Clay and Draymond, all the original players still there. And without KD last night, it was like old times. Steph scored 36 points. He averaged over 36 points for the series. Absolutely amazing. The Warriors in five straight finals. But Benny, you admitted something. Earlier this morning,
you thought I said for a brief moment, I thought it was all over. I thought this was the championship game yesterday. I thought, yeah, they did it all again. And then I realized, oh no. I mean, they did win. What would it be?
The Western Conference Finals.
The Western Conference Finals.
They get a trophy for that.
Okay.
So yeah, they did. They did get a trophy. And they did get to take a big picture.
And it wasn't so brief, Benny, because he created all this new imaging for the entire station he was going to put on.
Like, you know, have any of it?
The production. Yeah, but I'm not going to jinx this. I'm not playing it now because it says we're the champions. I'm going to wait.
Well, we are the champions. We're the Western Conference
sure.
champions. But yeah, not NBA Finals yet. That series continues on the Eastern side. That is, now I told you earlier, I'm giving little Benny a test here. Who's playing against each other in the East?
Toronto.
Their nickname is?
The what?
Toronto.
Raptors.
Okay.
Oh, and the other ones are the Bucks, did you say? Bucks, but I don't know the city.
Milwaukee Bucks. And who is the most famous fan of either team?
Drake Toronto.
There you go.
Yeah, see,
that
it.
I know. Because isn't he? Like, doesn't he like? He's like there. The curse, right? Or is he well, good luck charm? I've heard the opposite.
Well,
I've heard,
like, no. So he thought he was a curse because they kept losing. You know, they kept getting bounced. So in the Philadelphia series where they advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, he actually wore a Philadelphia jersey to the game to have the reverse curse on the other team.
But Drake's super close with Curry, right, Steph?
Yes. So they are like BFFs.
Anytime so what happens? Yeah. Here, what happens if Toronto? To and Golden State end up.
It's going to be a lot of trash talking. It's going to be like the Currys when they just played against each other. Sweet moment at the end of the game. Steph and Seth exchanged jerseys last night on the court. Gave each other their jersey and they're going to keep them. If I were Seth, I would auction Steph's jersey.
He needs the money, right?
Well, I mean, he's doing all right. He's making about $3 million a year.
But after taxes, that's
Seth's
like
making,
60 grand.
I mean, Steph's making about $70 million a year. So.
60 grand. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. And they get a nice long rest. So I wouldn't be surprised to see both Andre Iguodala and KD back because the NBA Finals will not start until next Thursday, May 30th. They have 9 days off to rest. So hopefully they can get healed up and we'll be ready for our fifth straight finals. And come on, Sharks. We need you to win tonight in St. Louis to force a game 7. Backs up against the wall. So let's go, Sharks. Let's do this tonight in St. Louis. And then they will get get to play on Thursday in San Jose. I was about to say St. Louis. San Jose. So go Sharks. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.